I am Plant on the Line in Vancouver at thecommentary.ca. The most frequent guest in the life of this program in the nearly 7.5 years and nearly 700 interviews has been Ralph Mayer. He's been on 9 times since 2004. I grew up listening to Ralph. I came of age politically, listening to his radio program from the mid to late 90s on, learning about the Constitution, provincial and federal politics, and of course the environment. As a broadcaster, one can't do any harm trying to emulate Ralph when behind a microphone interviewing a politician. I know this every time one of these polls come on, because I know I'm not as good as Ralph Mayer. Since leaving daily broadcasting, Ralph has co-founded the Common Sense Canadian. It's a website that he's talked about on this program, whereupon is presented environmental news and views. It's a great website, and its co-founder Damien Gillis joins me now to talk about it and a benefit for the Common Sense Canadian. Thursday, the 24th of November, 2011, the Ralph Mayer Roast, 80 and still kicking ass, will celebrate Ralph Mayer as he turns 80 this year. There's a great list of speakers who will come out to the Wise Hall here in Vancouver to rib and pay tribute to the legendary broadcaster, former politician, a stalwart defender of free speech and the environment. Among those scheduled to speak were Clough, Red Robinson, Grand Chief Stuart Phillip, Michael Smith, Mo Sahota, and Sherelle Tobin, among many others. Ms. Tobin from the CBC's early edition will serve as MC. Tickets can be had at thecanadian.org. Damien Gillis is a documentary filmmaker whose work focuses on the environment and social justice. He joins me from here in Vancouver today. Please welcome to the Plant Online program, Damien Gillis. Good morning, Mr. Gillis.
Good morning. It's great to be with you, Joseph. Thanks for having me on.
You're very welcome. Thanks for joining us. So why a roast?
Well, I think, you know, it wouldn't be, you know, it's in style with Ralph, you know, to have a few jabs thrown back and forth, and I'm sure that Ralph can more than handle himself. So, you know, to those folks who are preparing some of those barbs probably want to take that into account, as well as I'm sure they will. So I think it's going to be fun. You know, the whole, there'll be a serious side to the evening as well, which is to just pay tribute to a guy who has done a lot of things in his life, and I think most of them in the service of this province that he and I, and I think everybody coming to the event here, love so much, and in various different capacities. So we're going to see people from his old political days and his time in media, as well as from his work on protecting BC's environment. And I'm sure there's definitely a lot of people who've expressed to me that they don't necessarily want to just roast him, that they'd love to just say a few nice words. And so there'll be some of that as well, as there should be.
How did you and Ralph get together?
Well, it came out of this issue of the privatization of our watersheds around the province for this private river power IPP program that many of your listeners will have heard about by now, partly because it's just really starting to come out in the wash, that some of the things that we've been warning about for a number of years now, which is skyrocketing power bills to pay for this terrible deal, and also some of the environmental impacts. And we're only just learning more and more as some of these continue to come online, just how bad they are for our ecology. So it was something that I think on a lot of different levels really bothered both Ralph and I. And I was working, I'd come on board with an organization called Save Our Rivers Society, which was founded out of this issue, a bunch of citizens who contributed their own funds and time and efforts into raising awareness around the province about this issue. And I was brought on as a filmmaker to make some films to help to show people what was happening and explain these issues. And when we really wanted to take it to the next level and knew that we really needed a spokesperson, somebody that could really connect with the issue in British Columbians, and Ralph, just in my experience of having been a fan of his for many years and also being in touch with him a little bit through some of the other environmental issues that he was concerned about, as well as myself, I knew that, you know, he might actually be able to help us. So we, the organization, to their credit, I think, took him on board as their official spokesperson. So Ralph and I basically were kind of the face of the organization there for a couple of years and toured all around the province. We did something like 50 public speaking engagements, many of them together, and, you know, which I also documented and showed films. And I think we really just enjoyed working together. And when that campaign was really built around the provincial election at the time, 2009, so it was in the year and a half lead up to that that we worked together. And when that came to an end, we decided we wanted to continue working together. So we put our heads together and kind of figured in this modern digital age, we needed to do something that involved, that had a web-based platform. But we continue to do a lot of public events. So we've toured around the province last year and talking about the Enbridge pipeline and oil tankers on our coast and the salmon farms and rivers, food security, all the sort of things that we're really concerned about. And I think we've been working hard at building this thing. It's at a point now where I really feel like we've got it fully up and running. It's beyond the beta phase. And I think this celebration of RAFE here is really is kind of a very public launching and first big fundraiser for what we're doing here. So I'm really looking forward to it on that.
And well, what astonishes me about RAFE, and you and I, Damien, are roughly the same age. I think I'm a little older than you, is how people can relate to RAFE at any age. Can't they? I mean, he comes. I mean, I remember when I first time I ever encountered him, I guess, was you'd hear those ads on the radio station that he was on, talking about his opposition to the Charlottetown Accord. And he just sounded mean and maybe shouting and angry, but in person, he's a really gracious guy, isn't he?
He sure is. Yeah, and I think ultimately, agree with him or disagree with him, people do respect that this is a guy who speaks his mind and whose motivations historically have been really to advance the interests of the public and the environment in this province. And I think that's something that Rafe and I really, one of the reasons that despite we're about 48 years apart, you would think we don't have a heck of a lot in common, but we absolutely do, and I think that's why we work together. And one of those things is that we have in common is that we both really just love this province of British Columbia. We're both, multiple generation British Columbians, and, this is where we sort of, chosen to make our stand and deal with a lot of these issues that are global in nature, but certainly affect our own backyard here, and I think it's something that we can do about that. So I think that's another reason that many British Columbians identify with Rafe, is they can just tell that he's got that passion for things that they care about too, and, he's doing it for the right reasons, and you can certainly take issue with some of his arguments, as some do, although I don't often find myself in that situation. But his motivations and what he's contributed, and I think not just to these specific issues, but on the big picture in terms of protecting and advancing free speech and the rights of all journalists and citizens to speak their mind in the country, the legal battles that he's won, what he's done, for media and for the public, and that from that angle is really unparalleled in this country, as far as I'm concerned. And I think that's why people identify with him.
And what astonishes me whenever I talk to him, because he seems to be traveling all over the place, and the sort is, and he remains in touch with what's happening on a number of fronts, whether it's the environment or politically or in anything else, and just how hip he is. I mean, he had an iPod before I did.
Yeah, Rafe is always talking about how he's a Luddite when it comes to technology, except for he's sure a master with those iPods and has been for years. So, sometimes I tease him about that. Like, he's just sort of, he can't use technology that he doesn't like or that it doesn't, he doesn't want to learn. But, he absolutely is still, and the fact is, like, I think, we gave it this event the title of 80 and still kicking ass. And I think that's the point, is that this is not a retirement, or an end of career kind of celebration. This is actually, we're fundraising here for the latest chapter in Rafe's long career, and he's still plugging away, and we're still able to go out there on the road and talk to audiences around the province. And I think Rafe absolutely needs to do that. You know, he's still got that fire in his belly, and he still absolutely is current. And I think we're having a little bit of fun with this too, and trying to attract some more younger folks to what we're doing now, because it's almost like Rafe, as you say, is kind of retro hip at this point. You know, he's just kind of, and young people are realizing, I think we can, the frustrations that he expresses around some of the issues we're talking about, the control of big banks and big energy companies over our government policy, these are the issues that young people are starting to get really tuned into right now around the Keystone XL pipeline or the various pipelines in BC, around the whole Occupy Wall Street movement. So really the kind of the themes and the values that Rafe has stuck to for all these years are actually becoming hip again, and I think that's part of it as well.
He was down at Occupy Vancouver, hasn't he?
He was, yeah. He spoke there a few weeks ago. Yeah, it was the first weekend there, I think he was invited to say a few words, and was happy to go down there and do that.
Yeah. He's an old social credit cabinet minister, and, you know, his opposition to Charlottetown Accord, I've mentioned that already. He was an early supporter of the Reform Party. He came across in the early to late 90s. This was a bit right-wing. That you couldn't really call him nowadays. Has he drifted to the left, do you think, or has the world changed?
Well, I can tell you what Rafe would say is that it's really is the party of the right that's changed. And I think it's pretty hard to disagree with that when you compare the record of the Socreds that ran this province for the better part of four decades compared with this really, you know, you can't call these guys conservatives, not at all in the true historical mode of the word. The BC Liberal Party I'm referring to there, and best defined, it's neoliberal, privatizing everything. This is sort of Milton Friedman, Fraser Institute philosophy, and that's what's running, you know, governing this party ideologically today. And I think we see similar characteristics at the federal level under the Harper government. So there's, Rafe would say, and I think he'd be right about that, that it's not him that's changed. It's conservative, quote-unquote, politics that have changed over that time. The Socreds, after all, you know, brought us public power in this province, BC Hydro, brought us a public rail system that was, you know, brought us the ferries, public ferry system, all these sorts of things. You know, and in between their tenures, we brought in the Agricultural Land Reserve and ICBC under the NDP, and they didn't repeal or turn those things over either. So I think some of the great legacies of this province were brought in under that era, and the differences between the left and the right at that time were relatively minor compared to what they are today. And I think it's the ideology has moved from the public interest to the private interest, and that's the biggest difference today. And it's telling that, you know, the party of the right today, W.A.C. Bennett is considered an icon of the left, first of all, which is, mm-hmm. you know, would probably surprise him to no end, you know, if he were to come back today. And meanwhile, you see the party of the right today has in 10 years has dismantled pretty much everything that the Socreds built, you know, when it comes to hydro and selling off or leasing off BC Rail for 1,000 years. So this is a very different political climate that we're in today, and I think what we would like to see is to go back to a place where we're looking out for the public, not the private interests of multinational corporations.
Now, you guys have been at it for a couple of years at thecanadian.org. What do you think will happen? Do you see light at the end of the tunnel that we will change from this path that we're on?
Well, I see it every day around me, and I think, you know, it's not there. You know, Malcolm Gladwell had that concept of the tipping point. I think mm-hmm. there's something to that you never really know. And Rafe has been around long enough to have fought and, you know, won and lost enough battles to tell you that you never know. One of his, you know, pieces of advice, I think, to people is you never know that you're going to win until you have. And I also don't, I think that's even oversimplifying it, that it's not about a winning or losing a certain individual battle. It's more about the process and about being on the right path or being on the right side of the issue. So I think there are lots of positive signs. I can see that in microcosm, all sorts of things. I think we've got the Enbridge pipeline really on the run at this point. I think you're seeing now real threats to the Keystone pipeline into the States from the tar sands. You're seeing, you know, a number of these rivers. We you know, they got away with murder on this private power program, except for it would have been twice as bad if it wasn't for all the different battles that we won in individual watersheds, and, you know, the big projects they wanted to build were staved off by the public involvement and opposition that was really stirred up by folks like Rafe and some of the other organizations working on it. So there's a lot of positive, you know, feedback, you know, that I mean, to encourage us to continue on this path. And ultimately, I don't think it's about, like I say, whether or not, I think the issue is to not focus on the outcome, but the process, and do the right process and commit yourself to making the world a better place in the areas that you see identify as being important. And for us, it's water and energy and food security and the public interest. And we're going to keep hammering away on that, you know, as long as we can. And I definitely think there'll be some positive things that come from that. As to whether or not the world is going to end that's anybody's guess at this point. So you just got to stay on the path, and that's what Rafe would say.
Now, back to the event on the 24th. It's at the Wise Hall. That's 1882 Adirondack here in Vancouver. Doors open 6:30. The show is from 7 to 9. This is what I like. Bonus, copious, coarse language.
Yeah, well, you know, it's unavoidable with some of the characters that we have come into this thing. So, yeah, it's going to be, just an entertaining, fun night with some great British Columbians there who are all showing up because of the respect they have for Rafe. And, it's for a good cause, too, I think, because independent media, such as what you do, and other organizations like the TIE and some of the websites out there, Ravel.ca and the Co-op Radio and Campus Radio stations, all these people that contribute such important part of the fabric of our independent media that's so essential today in this world of consolidated corporate media, et cetera. We need to raise money for that. We need to, we want to keep building on what we're doing here. We need public support for that. So the funds from this are going to a good cause, which is to continue growing our enterprise here, the Canadian. .org, the Common Sense Canadian.
Yeah, and I mentioned off the top the list of the people that are going to be there. I understand there'll be others as well that aren't on this flyer
that
I have.
Yeah, the list keeps growing, but yeah, I think we've got about a dozen folks. David Beers from the TIE is going to be there, and we've got Christopher Gaze from, Race, being a big supporter of BART on
BART,
the beach,
yeah.
Over the years, and there's a whole, the mayor of Lions Bay where Rafe lives is going to say a few words, and just keep getting folks who asking to put their 2 cents in, and we'll try to get as much as we can in there without keeping people too long. So keep a tight program, but there'll be a lot of interesting folks to hear from, and of course Rafe will close things out with hearing from him as well. So I encourage your listeners to go to thecanadian.org, our website, and take a look at it first of all if you haven't spent any time on it, some of our coverage of these issues. But there's a little icon in the top left corner there with the cartoon of Rafe there.
It's a great cartoon.
And that's our cartoonist, Jerry Hummel, did that. And that's the thing. We try to make this stuff fun, too. It's not just all doom and gloom. So if you click on that, that'll take you to the page where you can buy your tickets online. They're selling quickly. Or you can mail us a check, and all the details of the event are there, and encourage you to bring your friends and family out to it. It's going to be a great night.
Indeed. I bought my ticket online. Now,
I saw that, yeah. I got you on the list there. So
we don't have actual paper tickets, right?
No, you're just going on an alphabetical list, at the door there, and we'll just cross you off as you come in. So we're keeping track of all that. Most people are buying them online. It's easy. It takes, just a minute, there you go, and we'll put you on the list.
Couple of clicks, yeah. Damien, we've never met or talked before today, and I appreciate your time today. We'll encourage those listening to get tickets for this.
Well, thank you very much.
You're very welcome. The website, thecanadian.org, visit it regularly and get tickets for Rafe's Roast, Thursday the 24th of November 2011. It's at the Wise Hall on Adirondack here in Vancouver, 6:30 p.m. Damien Gillis on the line from here in Vancouver. I'm Joseph Plante.